Thank you for joining For Our Special Kids, where we openly and honestly discuss the magic and the mess of raising a child with special needs. We are thrilled to have you here and hope this time provides you with some wonder and wisdom. I'm your host, Jennifer Lansing. Let's get started. Have you been feeling a little anxious lately? Heavier than normal? Not sleeping well or experiencing really intense dreams? Well, you are not alone, and today's episode is a quick reminder that many of those things that are happening to you might also be happening to our little ones. So today, my friend Kate Trotter joins me for a really impromptu chat about what behaviors we might be seeing or experiencing with our children due to the very intense energy of this eclipse season. It's a short conversation, and I hope you get something from it. I hope you enjoy, and let me know what you think. I am with my friend Kate Trotter. Hi, Kate.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us, or me. So we were having a conversation about the children's book we're writing, and what ended up coming about was the energy of the eclipse that is really happening right now, or just finished on April 8th as we are recording. And we're both kind of heavy and kind of feeling the energy of this big April, this big month of April. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of downloads. There's a lot of information and things that are coming through. I'm not an expert in any of this, but I would love to get your perspective on the concept of the eclipse, but then more importantly, how it's affecting us as parents and how our kids are perhaps responding to it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not an expert either by any means, but I have been paying attention to it. And I think this eclipse actually, even though it's just ended officially, it's actually going, there's like a 6 month kind of energetic time period where we're kind of in this eclipse season.
It's not just today. So if I've actually been feeling a lot of unique energy, intense dreams, leading up to this, a lot of intensity and just having a lot more dreams. And I'm wondering if Teal has been a little more responsive or awake or feeling the exact same thing. I think sometimes we separate, right? We're like, okay, I'm the parent and my child is a child and the child could not possibly be affected by what's going on. No, my daughter is probably, if I'm having intense dreams, my daughter is probably having intense dreams.
Absolutely. Yeah. My son, the other day, I always ask him what dreams he had. And sometimes he says none. And usually if he had one, he'll tell me what it was. And he was like, yeah, I had one, but I'm not telling you. And I was like, oh, that's different. And I had to let it go. I was like, okay, fine. I won't like pry.
You didn't at all?
No. I mean, I didn't. Yeah, he's starting to become more private. He just turned 5 and that's where he's at.
Good on you, mama. Did you ask anything like, was it a happy dream or scary? Because I would, of course, as a parent be like, uh-oh, was it a scary dream? And he doesn't want to talk about it.
No, I could tell that it wasn't scary because he had his kind of sheepish, like, it was probably he did something naughty in the dream or, you know, something that I would tell him like, oh, that's not okay. So I think right. It was, you know, a private thing like that he just didn't want to share where yeah. He was doing something mischievous.
Yeah. So then the other whole concept is like sleeping patterns. You said that you were awake this morning.
Yeah, I sleep usually very soundly. And last night I woke up around 1 o'clock and I'd say I was up for like a solid 2 hours. And I feel like I'm pretty in tune to things. And it took me like on Facebook reading someone else's post about how they didn't sleep last night because of the eclipse. And I was like, oh, maybe it was because of the eclipse.
Yeah.
And I think it was. I've had a lot of anxiety leading up to it. Just like, what's it mean? What do I need to do? How do I prepare? But also like, I don't want to get too worked up about it. And am I getting too worked up? And nothing was easy around it at all. It was all very like high anxiety, intensity. So my sleep pattern was definitely affected. And I had heard that in particular that it was affecting our nervous system and that it was draining to it, which makes sense with everything I was saying. That the nervous system.
We're in a group together, and one of the individuals in our group posted this from, I don't even know how to say this. It's rising.phoenix, but it's not spelled the regular phoenix. It's P-H-O-E-N-Y-X. So rising.phoenix. It says, what's unique about this solar eclipse is that it's happening at the same time as Mercury is in retrograde, which is also in Aries. It also makes an exact conjunction with Chiron, the wounded healer. What does all this mean? And so I'm going to read it to you. It's kind of long, but I think it's good. It'll give us some clarity. Mercury retrograde has a tendency to bring up karmic dynamics to the surface in order to find resolution. This can show up as unresolved issues, unfinished business, or any other pattern that is taking up space and holding you back from moving forward. With it being in Aries, the theme is willpower, courage, taking action, anger, war, desire, boundaries, and me, myself, and I. With Chiron in close proximity, deep wounds from the past could be brought up, especially with Aries, Libra, Capricorn, and Cancer placements. It's time to go inwards and clear house, literally and figuratively. If Aries was a weapon, it would be a sharp sword. What are you being invited to cut out of your life? And then I think, okay, we have to realize that our kids have past lives too. And our kids have placements as well. And so, you know, your child might be fussier right now. They might be more mischievous right now. They might be having trouble communicating right now. That, you know, Teal is, she's verbalish, as we all know, but she's swatting. And I'm noticing a little more tendency to her not getting her way, which would be strong will, right? If she doesn't get her way, she's mad or like really frustrated. And we've had to work on, okay, breathe through this. I like a strong-willed child, but at the same time, when it's showing up as something that I want to cut out of her life, right? Like I want to get rid of that. It's an interesting concept. Mercury retrograde has been paving the way for the inevitable fate that is taking place during the solar eclipse. The inevitable fate that is taking place during the solar eclipse. Whatever is happening is meant to be happening. There's no good or bad in the eyes of the universe. There's only evolution. Have faith and surrender to the mystery. Whatever is showing up is aligning with the hands of fate. This is the magic of eclipse season. A solar eclipse opens up portals for brand new beginnings. Chiron is in exact conjunction with the solar eclipse. Deep wounds from the past are being brought to the surface in order to heal. How are you being invited to choose yourself? Okay, that plays into what Teal's doing. She's being selfish. As a little kid, she's being more selfish. So if you're seeing some of that in your child, like, whoa, what's going on? Are you being more like, why are you being so selfish? Or why don't you want to share? Or why, when you always want to have a play date with these kids, you just don't want to, and you just want time with me? Like, I'm also feeling that, like, she really needs some like one-on-one. She needs my attention, no phone in my hand, no cooking, nothing else, but just sitting with her, holding her, rocking her, reading to her, even just holding her hand. Like on the plane yesterday, she just wanted to hold my hand. Aww. Yeah, it was so sweet. But I think some of that is that, right? It's like, I need you
that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as you're talking, I'm trying to apply this to my son, of course. And I was like, he's been similar. You know, usually I can drop him off at preschool and I was like, bye mom, see you later. Recently, it's been like holding on to me, like I'm late for my appointments because he doesn't want me to go. And the attention thing, like, look at this. And usually I can just be like, oh yeah, sure. You know, yeah, great. Right. But he's like, no, you need to look at this. And
yeah.
Like, way more attention and focus he needs from me. And I guess that's what that reassurance, right? Like they might be feeling a little bit unsettled in their nervous system.
Right. Uneasy, feeling some sort of shift and not having words to explain it.
Yeah. Where's my mom? Like, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
That reassurance.
And it says it's time to retrieve all the personal power you've given away to others. So they're really flexing their muscles of personal strength and power and place. It's time to rise up into your power. It's time to reclaim your true heart's desires. And what do all of our little kids just want desperately? It's us and our attention.
I was going to say mine wants candy. Because he's been like has such a sweet tooth lately.
Oh my God, that's so funny. He wants candy. Well, okay. He's placing his desires out there and he's probably a little frustrated when he's not getting candy. But it's another way of looking at it. Kate, thank you. I think it's just really important that when I'm learning about something new or I'm analyzing it from my perspective as an adult, it does affect our little beings, and our little beings are even more connected to the energies. They're even more open. They're even more vulnerable in these beams of bright light that are, you know, saying, hey, here I am. I'm feeling everything. I have no idea what's going on. And we don't talk with them about it. So it might be a good opportunity to talk about what is an eclipse, but then, hey, what have you been feeling?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what have you been feeling?
Yeah, they're being affected by it, but I also feel like their purity, obviously they have the past lives and they have their charts and it's affecting them. But I wonder if, you know, they do have less heaviness in their spirit where they're at right now in their young age, that it isn't as, they don't have as much baggage as the adults do. So I wonder if it is in some ways a little bit easier for them. I'm not sure.
I would hope so. But at the same time, everyone has anxieties. I think ours just happened to be different. I was going to say bigger, but I edited that because as a little one, your anxiety is your anxiety. And it's,
I think ours are jaded.
Yours are jaded. Exactly. Yeah. It's a good point too.
Yeah.
But I do think like if your child is exhibiting more anxiety, is not wanting to be dropped off at preschool, or for some reason doesn't want to go to bed by themselves, or is needing you a little bit more than normal, it could be because the vibration is affecting them, but their anxieties are just, I put those in quotes. You didn't see that. I was anxieties in quotes. It's still an anxiety for them.
Right. Yeah. It's no bigger or smaller.
Right. It's their own. Everyone has their own, right? I could say yours are smaller than mine, but they're not.
Yeah.
Yours are yours. Mine are mine. Okay. Cool. I just think it's good to talk about it and be open about this topic. I mean, eclipse and this whole April timeline is pretty intense. So just be gentler with yourself, be gentler with your babies, be gentler with your relationships, your loved ones, your business partners, family. So everyone's having their own shit bubbling up to the surface. Right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's it for today. A real short conversation about the eclipse.
Our 2 cents worth.
Our my 1 cent worth and Kate's 2 cents worth.
Mine wasn't even two. Yeah. Cool.
Thanks, Kate. Have a good one.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you found one or two meaningful nuggets of information to make your day better. If you think there's value in what we do, please take a moment to tell another friend, family member, or caregiver. We'd love to hear from you at forourspecialkids@gmail.com. You can send in a question, a comment, a topic that you'd like to learn more about, or if you'd like us to highlight a certain person, please send that information to us. It makes our show so much better and so much more valuable for you. Our Facebook and Instagram handle is For Our Special Kids. And finally, remember to witness the wonder and the wisdom within yourself and others. Until next time.